What is beyond the ground-bound existence of humanity? I have been puzzled by the fact that people are literally unable to think up a context that would instantly transform their reality. As I have said before, context is decisive. That simply means that the context, the background, alters how the foreground is perceived. The foreground doesn't change, or not necessarily, but the mood, the attitude, the feeling, the motivation changes. The how changes, sometimes dramatically. My favorite context is mastery. Mastery is just a word. So let's elaborate on that. Whether you know or not, mastery feels like heaven. It feels like you are a heated knife and you slide through butter as if it weren't there. You feel powerful, you feel joy, and life is heaven. And that is what you want. That kind of power. In a documentary I watched halfway through on Netflix, I think, a true hunter-gatherer tribe was asked, what is happiness? Happiness is meat. Yeah. I recognize it as mastery. Mastery over circumstances, mastery over what life gives you. Obviously my backdrop colors my view, colors my listening. My pathway to experience myself in life as powerful, happy, joyful is through mastery. I unwittingly bring it to everything I encounter, and maybe even choose what I read, the books, by craving mastery even there. I have room, I have tolerance, I have patience to mediocrity, to tediousness, to bumbling, but I don't have to fill my life with it. Who's bumbling? Anyone's. Mine, characters in a book or a movie, or a client. Room, yeah. But that's it. So, for example, I am chucking a 1,000-page book now, because both the author and the characters are bumbling confused idiots. Filling time. Worrying about the wrong things. Ugh. And because I read 4 to 6 hours a day. Giving myself over to that would make my life about that bumbling. Other books are 99% mediocrity and 1% brilliance. No, thank you. I have started to watch the second season of Bridgerton. And I am already sensing it is going to be mediocre. Because the characters are mediocre, and the story is going to fill the time allocated to it. So it will be tedious. No, thank you. Back to you, or back to my students. I don't know if you are aware, but you are a lot like those characters in those books, or the creators of boring series. Tedious. You need a context that can inject some blood, some flow into your life. Languishing is a good word. Doing, worrying about unimportant things, and neglecting what's important. Let me ask you a question: if someone offered you a life-saving, life-enhancing medication or solution, but you can only pick it up on Sunday, would you give up an hour in your Sunday to get it? Yes. Good. What if you are scheduled to do something else? Something that can make you some money. Would you leave it for an hour and get that life-enhancing thing that can make everything better? No? Yeah, that is what I thought. You are short-sighted. And that is the overall problem: you can't see past the immediate. And why? Let me explain. It turns out that seeing the future, minute by minute, so you can create it, needs you to have some things that are only available on the higher plane, on the creative plane. The vertical plane. Is it vertical? No. It is called vertical to distinguish it from where you normally live. Everybody and their brother can set goals. And I'll have that in the future. Everybody can say, I want to be happy. Or say, I want to start my own business. And then continue life exactly the same way as before, maybe adding one action that seems to, somewhat, relate to the goal, the desired future. 91% of goals never get accomplished. People think that they are not strong enough. That they are lazy. Or don't have discipline. But I have a secret for you. Why is it a secret? It is even a secret for the 9% that accomplish the goal. It is a secret from humanity itself. There are three mysteries: water for the fish, air for the bird, and humanity of itself. Humans have no accurate concept of how they are made, the mechanism. They think themselves finished. And that is a mistake. The human body, the vehicle, has secret switches that can make the ground-bound human fly. Not literally, spiritually. Intellectually. And that is a secret. I have discovered three switches back in 2011. Unfortunately, I didn't discover the pivotal switch without which none of the others can do what they are designed to do, until a few weeks ago. You see, there is one important rule of this game. Free will. And free will, the rule says, you cannot force, impose upon, turn on or off anything in a human without them intending it to. The only thing that thus far seemed to be an exception is the predatory genes. For a week, sometimes a month, a person behaved consistent with the adjustment of those predatory genes. The ideal number of predatory genes is 3. And a large number of people's predatory genes were adjusted. But what? But after a period they started to behave exactly like they behaved before. They never intended for those genes to turn on or turn off. So they re-established themselves and went back to the status quo. Now, if you took note of the capitalization of the word intended, 90% chance that you didn't. By the way, if you did take note, or take note now, the issue is the intention, or the lack of it. You may use the word intention, but energetically it is incorrect. Intention is a sacred word that belongs to the vertical plane of existence. Intention is possible only when you turn on the switch, the linchpin switch, the first switch between spiritual states. And when you turn on that switch and learn to stay on the vertical plane, then you can do all the things that some other people can do. Even if they don't know that they turn on that switch. People who can map out what they are going to do to get what they want. And then do it cheerfully and without complaining, without fuss. Just do it. And maybe even enjoy it. Ha. Yeah. People who are not like you. The difference is that they have intention. Like me. What else do they have? Vision. Empowering context. Meaning. And, of course, foresight. And now, for the first time in history, you can learn to turn intention on, and when we get there, learn to keep it on. At this point I do it on Sundays. And I do practice sessions on Fridays where we learn to invent meaning, context from that vertical plane. If you don't do it, if you don't take advantage of it, then please know that you chose to remain groundbound and all your lofty ideas about anything are not more than garden variety BS. Nothing wrong with it, if you are okay with it. Really. The next intention training is today, Sunday at 11 a.m. my time. In about an hour. Once you sign up, you are eligible to take the class over and over. It is always different because the level of the participants, the question of the participants is different. The goal is that you can turn on your intention, that you can intend to intend. Learn to intend to intend.